I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
You're breaking me.
21st of January. We've broken January, I tell you.
Have we?
Yeah, January's... It's only 10 days left now. It's just a formality now into Feb.
Now, the rumour is...
Here we go.
Everyone's saying today we're going to get a bit of news. One of those announcements where he comes down the steps with his little awkward shuffle.
But he'll have a big beam. He might have a Charlie Chaplin cane, and he might do a little dance up and a dance down and that kind of stuff.
I guarantee you, right? I guarantee you for a cuddle mug for you. I'll give you a cuddle mug.
All right.
At some point, he will say, there was days when we never thought we'd get here. Or there'd be something about... We never saw ourselves here.
Thanks to what you've done. We are here now, and let's keep on. Let's
vaccine program.
Let's not get run away with ourselves.
Let's have a sip every time he says vaccine program.
It is not over by any means, but we can certainly
can't let our guard down.
Can't let our guard down. If they don't open the 8 o'clock thing this weekend,
they're not going to do it this weekend.
Man, I don't see the difference.
It'd be great.
If people are in a pub till 8 or people are in a pub till 12, I don't see the difference.
No, I agree, but I think for staffing issues and stuff, it's very hard to say.
Well, they can't get staff.
That's gone from tonight, everyone. Go out.
They need to ring all the...
Lick a stranger.
All the staff and go, look, we're back on by next week, so are you around?
I know, but...
Headline, front page of the Irish Daily Mirror. Meet, drink and be merry. Pubs 8 p.m. curfew will be axed early next week. This is what they're predicting. 2 metres social distancing also no longer needed. And no limit to number of household visits.
It says here from February 28th, mask wearing is no more.
It's the end of next month, right?
Have people seen the letter? Has the letter been leaked, fella?
So yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
It is pretty good. I'm very optimistic about all this. We've had 2 years now. I'm just like, are they really going to do this? Like,
yes.
Obviously, we all want them to do it. I'm just...
Well, the basics is it's in decline. There's still like 10,000 cases yesterday, don't forget. But it's in decline. And it's, the way it's heading, it's going to really go down even further. So everything's like, positive.
Look, there's even a headline this morning, they think it's all COVID.
Government to consider... So ban on two-for-one food deals and fines for not separating rubbish are being considered.
What's this now? This is a separate thing?
Yeah. So this is,
Right.
Government is also mulling levels of cheap clothes as national waste policy is launched. So, ban on two-for-one food deals.
What's that mean now? Like, what's two-for-one? Like, you know what? You guys get two burgers for the price of one?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with us? You can't buy a slab of cans for less than 50 quid.
Who's in government?
You can't buy two.
Who's in government?
Well, these lads for now.
Yeah, and who are they sharing it, right?
Who would they what?
They're sharing it.
Yeah.
The government is 3-for-1. How can they ban 2-for-1 deals? Or like, two and a half.
Are they talking about pizzas?
I presume, I don't know, I've just seen the headline there, it's the Irish Times. But like, you know, they hit the...
We're getting very, you can't do this, you can't do that. You really are.
I presume it's for fast food and food isn't good for you kind of thing.
Right. Well, if they can make all the organic vegetables affordable, then people will buy them.
Man left his immersion on for 7 years. Most Irish story in the world.
How much would that cost? And like, would you ring them and say, and they'd be like, yeah, we heard that excuse before.
A man has experienced every Irish person's worst nightmare after discovering he left the immersion on for 7 years. If this could be a more perfect Irish story, he would have been in coppers when he was told this.
He moved into 2016.
Eating a bag of tato.
This is the UK.
I know, yeah. Keith Doyle from Dublin, but living in London, revealed he was absolutely sick when a neighbour uncovered the critical error in his home. Taking to Twitter, where else would you go?
Oh, Keith outrage.
Said, I'm in complete meltdown. Just realised our immersion has been on for 7 years. I don't know why he called it immersion there. It's immersion, isn't it?
It's immersion, yeah.
Lovely neighbour pointed it out. For an Irish person, this is literally the worst thing that could ever happen.
Just realise as well, this lovely neighbour was clearly creeping on his box around the side to see what his meter reading was. How else would you know, like?
Why would a neighbour creep on your electricity?
But he told him. He was the one who told him.
Here's what he would have said. He would have been chatting to his neighbour and he would have...
Are your USB bills higher, are they?
Exactly. And he would have gone, no, mine are like a fraction of that. What's the problem? Come on round the side and have a look at me electric box.
It's very adulting conversation.
Yeah, well, I doubt your man went around with those, one of those little funny little yokes to open it up.
You would think, though.
And a torch. I tell you, Georgia?
I have one of those funny yokes, by the way, in my toolkit. I can open those doors.
The keys?
Yeah.
The little roundy thing, like a bike lock.
Yeah, it has a triangle thing in it. Not everyone has them.
Everyone has one.
No, they don't. Everyone does not have them.
Everybody needs one.
Do you know when you open it up, it says, it is an offence and a criminal act to tamper with anything inside this box.
Why do I get the feeling that really excites you every time you use it?
Well, because I opened my key and I got to have
Where
a look
do you keep
it.
The key? In your toolbox?
In my toolbox.
And do you announce to the family, I'm just going to get my special key to open up the thing at the side of the house?
No, it was because of electric cars. I wanted to see how much extra it was using or whatever. And, yeah. But how would it take 7 years for you to have the conversation with your neighbour if you were having those boring conversations? You would think after a couple of months you'd go, come here, how much are your bills for electricity? Not 7 years.
Did you, at 2 a.m, did you go around to all the neighbours, open up their boxes and have a look?
No.
And they cross-reference?
No, because they're not mine.
Back into bed and go, you'll never guess what number 25's electricity bill is this week.
Neighbours may not be talking to me this morning because it took me 10 attempts to turn off the alarm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
10 attempts?
I was in the car reversing out of the driveway when it started to go off. Stupid bloody alarm. Yeah.
License to bill is the headline. It's the front page of the Irish Sun. RTÉ yesterday vowed to go after thousands of Irish homes who don't have a TV licence.
Yeah. So that's a lot of potential employees are going after RTÉ because RTÉ have to say we're not paying your pension or any rights because you're freelancers. So,
Director General Dee Forbes. Isn't it very strange that her name sounds like the area that RTÉ is in? Imagine if that was the... If you had to...
It's mind-blowing, Jim.
No, but she lives... She works in D4 and her name is Dee Forbes. I think that's unusual.
Yeah.
Anyway... She said that the state broadcaster is €65 million in debt because of those not paying their €160 fee. And she told the Dáil committee that the current licence setup is utterly broken and declared the entire system of collection as well as the Broadcasting Act needs reform.
Hey Dee, charge more for your ads. You get ads as well as your licence fee. You're the only ones. Shh.
Is that the voice you use when you open the funny little box at the side of the house?
Shh. Let's have a look at the electricity bill. This song has never been more appropriate, everyone.
Better days are coming.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7 and 4.
Sorry, there's too many good headlines here. It's reopen. Sesame. like sesh. Sesh.
Whose headline's that?
Sesame. Nicola Barden.
That's good.
It's reopen. Sesame.
They better not take my snackbox Tuesday from Hillbilly's way. Well, no, they won't. Everything will be back.
No. If they're doing this whole two for one.
What
the hell?
That is a story that was knocking around yesterday. I don't have that in front of me.
It's always things that affect people who have the least amount of money generally as well. It's quite sickening. Like
it is. It's a kind of a tax on the people with no wedge.
You can't have two for one, lads.
Yeah, they can.
I don't know why pizza spring to mind. Like, obviously pizza seems like a big one. I don't know. Can you get two cods for... I mean, is it two cods? Or is the cod affected?
I did. I saw a thing about this before and it was in the UK and it was all the areas where people had very little cash.
Yeah.
And there was a massive problem with weight gain because they couldn't afford regular... You know, they could barely afford groceries, but they could afford... takeaway deals, which were
because they're much cheaper.
Yeah, because to make a pizza costs about 30 cents, right? And I know people who've worked in the big brand pizza places and everything. They said like to make a pizza costs hardly anything. So even paying for the double deals, they're still making a load of money.
Oh, of course they are. But again, it's like people who want to buy a tray of cans. They're not going to stop buying a tray of cans. And you know, students who want to have a bit of crack might look at something else, and now if one day of the week was a bit cheaper for them to eat, now that's gone as well. It's kind of a mad thing.
Well, what happens with this is if they take away, excuse the pun, if they take away the deals on cans,
yeah,
always drink responsibly, then it's going to drive it underground. So some, you know,
or else do other things.
Entrepreneurs who don't mind being slightly illegal will say, "Well, I'll do a special deal on cans." That you know, that's how it happens, and just
yeah, or it mightn't just be cans; it might be something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, like
I told you, there was a thing in the hipster New York, and hipsters decided they wanted to drink unpasteurized milk. They couldn't get it in New York, right?
Warm and lumpy.
So
your pleasure.
Impossible to get it in New York. So this woman started selling it. And she was doing a nice little, it was kind of an underground thing, word of mouth. You know, Betty's doing she's doing unpasteurized milk, fresh milk she's bringing in from farms.
Betty's Udders.
Selling it on the street. Betty got, somebody else decided, look, Betty's making a lot of money. So they challenged her at gunpoint and told her, we're taking over this block and we're selling unpasteurized milk. And that's kind of exactly how the...
It's like a protection racket.
No, that's how the drug system works. So if somebody's selling drugs and they're making money, somebody else comes in and goes,
this is our patch.
With bigger guns and machine guns, this is our patch now. And the more it's illegal, the more you drive it down underground, the bigger that business gets.
Somebody just remarked that it's triple knot Friday, not double knot Friday, so at least they can't take that away from us.
No, they can never take that away from us.
But how do we fight back at some of these things, you know? Like, they just sneak these in.
I'll have to get more information on that story for you.
Double snack box Tuesday. Is it in doubt? Anyway, that's what's going on. Yeah. Coming up at the Brit Awards, one half of Oasis will perform.
Which half?
There's a call to bring back the angrier one. There's a call back to bring back the after parties because this year they had cancelled them. And there's lots of award ceremonies going on in the UK. I followed some people at one last night and it was like in a hotel with tables and it was jamming. So I don't know why the Brit Awards can't have an after party. It's like we've had Ed Sheeran fall out of a taxi or fall into a taxi because of it.
Yeah.
It gave lots of entertainment over the years and people have to be held up. So it's in doubt. The Brits are going on. It's just not the after party for the moment.
But they're in talks.
It could happen.
We're bringing that in Dish to Dirt. It's F104 at 7:24.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
7:37. Lads, can someone in IT not fix her? If Adele broke down. Oh, Ross.
Ross, you're better than that, man.
I won't give out the area of Dublin you're from in case someone goes, is that Ross? Did you hear him?
Come on now, Ross.
It starts with fear and ends in house, though. I'd have the fear in fear house if I were you with that line.
Oh dear.
No, she really does look like, obviously you won't see the video on Dish the Dirt, but like she starts with this,
I'm so sorry, but
and like she looks like she's been crying for a week.
Sorry.
Yeah, have you heard her musical output, Nobby?
The new song's Happy.
She's very good at the quivery lip stuff.
Yeah.
You know, even in interview situations she can she's very good at that. Like that's what she's best at.
Are you suggesting she could be spoofing?
No. I think she's just she can access it easily. She can. You know,
are you sure, Jim?
Yeah, she can bring the emotional songs. She can go there. You know, that's what they say. She's able to go there. She's upset. She's losing a packet. And
I'd be upset if I was losing 900,000 a night.
She'll be fine.
I'd be bawling.
I don't understand why they would cancel those. There's different COVID things going on there.
Well, that's what they're blaming.
Right.
That's very easy though. That's the dog ate me homework, miss. You know,
yeah.
Blame COVID on anything you like. This time of year, your jeans may not fit you as well as they did before December. Yeah. Perfectly normal. Don't be upset about it. I found a hack this morning, though. If you
tracksuit,
well, far from that, tracksuit and hoodies. lovely. I'm going to wear that sweater again. If your jeans have shrunk in the wash, because it's the washing machine's fault, not yours. If you spray a bit of water on the area that is a bit tight,
oh yeah,
you can stretch it back again.
Now, yes,
you don't want to have a wet tummy or wet hips, so you need to let it dry.
You're talking about denim here, yeah?
Denim, yeah. Like, denim.
Do you remember there was a certain type of denim that you'd have to get into the bath with them on?
Right.
You buy them and they're one size, right?
To make them shrink.
Yeah,
or and stretch.
You get in the bath and they shrink to fit your bum and your legs perfectly.
Is this really a thing now?
Yeah. Denim shrinks.
Right.
So then it makes perfect sense that it also expands.
Yeah.
So if you
that's how it works.
If your waistline is, yeah, maybe that works. Yeah, there could be something in that.
I could also tell you to get the smell of wet dog off your clothes if you like.
Yeah, go on.
Well, this is more an expensive hack, really, because that one's free. You need to get a mixture of vodka and the juice of a lemon and put them into a spray bottle. The lemon will make it smell lovely, and the vodka removes the smell of wet dog from you.
Right.
Yeah. So, bang a wet dog.
There's certain people I know who never smell of wet dogs, and now I know why.
So mix it up, although that's a much more expensive hack. And I've never had one of these, so probably people don't. But if you did, or you borrowed one from granny, if your bra or knickers are very expensive ones,
come on, Nobby,
and you don't want to get them wrecked or the washing machine chews half them up or whatever, if you get
pillowcase,
a little bit of detergent, right, a little bit of cold water, and you put your smalls into one of these salad mixers, and you shake
a salad
it all around.
Mixer.
Yeah. You can. It has the same effect of, as a washing machine.
Yeah, there's an old style washing machine to be like that.
But it's cold and it won't ruin them. They won't get caught in anything.
Just don't leave your salad mixer in the kitchen for somebody to do their lettuce in.
No, that wouldn't be
after
very
your
nice.
Smalls.
No, no. Tights, socks, anything like that. Anything that might have cost you a little bit. The spinner with a tablespoon of detergent. Half fill it with cold water and spin it until you're clean. And put it back in granny's press and
you're making a salad, darling. No, I'm doing me knickers.
No.
I'm washing.
It works, apparently.
Well, thanks for that, Nobby.
No problem. Always here to help wherever we can. It's 7:47 on F104.
I'm going to read it to you later on.
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield went to church to prep for the eyes of Tammy Faye. They were talking to Jimmy Fallon about sneaking into church every Sunday with Andrew Garfield while filming the eyes of Tammy Faye.
Did they just want to be there?
Here's what they said.
Okay.
Andrew's super shy, and I'm like, hello, my name is Jessica Chastain, and this is Andrew Garfield, and we're playing Tammy Faye Baker and Jim Baker, and I'm wondering if we can talk to you. And the guy just, like, looks at us, and he's like, come with me. And we're like, oh, we're in trouble. So we start walking into, like, behind the stage, and, like, there's these dark hallways, and we're thinking, we're going to get busted. We're going to get thrown out of here. I don't know what's happening. And yeah. He takes us into this room where there's other security guards. And they start whispering to each other. And then all of a sudden he looks at us and I thought, this is it, we're in trouble. And he looks at Andrew and he goes, are you Spider-Man? And that's when I knew we're in.
Yes! Noel Gallagher has said that he was at a restaurant years ago with his wife, Sarah.
Right, that's his current wife.
Harvey Weinstein was at a big table with, he said, a lot of similar looking men.
Right.
And he said that during the whole dinner, Weinstein was staring at Sarah, kind of leering at her from across the room. And they thought, does he want to cast you in a film or what's the story? This is before anyone knew
the story
of the various.
Oh, they knew all right.
Well, the various allegations before, yeah. It was like public knowledge kind of thing. And they said it was very unusual and very kind of weird and creepy. And it's only afterwards that they kind of went, oh, God. And he said, yeah, they were kind of freaked out, but the whole meal, he's just staring at her.
Did you send him to him? No.
No, but didn't I wouldn't. Noel's not, he's not backwards about going forwards. He'd, he'd soon tell you to.
He's not the biggest fella in the world.
What are you looking at?
He'd have a go, I'd say, all right.
He's a scrapper.
His brother Liam will be one of the performers at the Brit Awards, but the after party has become such a massive thing over the last few years because, you know, people wait outside with camera phones, they take pictures. For Ed Sheeran had two chaperones, one on each arm, trying to get him into a taxi.
Oh, that's a long time ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 4 years, yeah. But so they're on in the O2 on the 8th of February, but at the moment the after parties are banned, not because of Ed Sheeran's behaviour, just because of restrictions. But they're working hard to sort it out because you can't have... They won't have them to go to the Brits. They're fearing that if you have nothing on for everyone afterwards, they won't be bothered.
Yeah, but like, you can't have a massive party. But like, if I was there, Stormzy could say, hey, Jim, do you want to come back to my place playing a few tunes later? I go, yeah, all right, Stormzy.
Could definitely do that. That's his business.
Will there be two or three other households there? Only three households, Jim.
Grand hey, Maya.
I'm in, Stormzy.
Maya, I know you don't like him anymore. Do you want to come back? It'll be a great party, we promise. There is no party in Vegas tonight, or tomorrow night for that matter, because Adele is out.
Now, what happens to the people who, like, potentially somebody from Ireland could have booked these tickets, front row tickets for the first night Vegas? They could be there waiting.
They could have heard us talking about it during the week.
They could be there now and find out it's cancelled.
And it's our fault.
Listen, I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID. They still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show. And I can't give you what I have right now. And I'm gutted. I'm gutted. And I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out. And we've run out of time. And I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed. And I'm so sorry to everyone that's travelled again. I'm really, really sorry. I'm really sorry. We're on it. We're going to reschedule all of the dates. We're on it right now. And I'm going to finish my show and I'm going to get it to where it's supposed to be. I'm so sorry. It's been impossible. We've been up against so much and it just ain't ready. I'm really sorry.
All right. We get the idea. You're sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're having delivery issues and half your staff are gone. Welcome to 2022. Every restaurant in Ireland's going through the same thing.
That's every manager.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not coming in today.
And they're sorry.
Could she not strip back the show? I mean, she's an amazing singer. Just get a microphone and a piano and nothing else. And I'd say people would say that was one of the best Adele gigs that they'd ever been to. You don't need the fancy.
Yeah.
It's Adele.
Well, no. The show mustn't go on.
No, clearly not.
Well, now, if it's half her crew, then she can't do the lights
yeah,
and the
you
sound.
You feel sorry for her, but also if you spent all the money in hotels and flights and it's not on, you'd be a bit sick, all right.
Yeah.
FM 104.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock
on FM 104.
We don't care what you say. TV Guide with Podgy.
Podgy's TV Guide is the TV Guide you deserve. What to give the goo and what to swerve.
All right. What's the starty, Podgy?
What is the starty, Whoopi?
Hey!
Are you all right now?
We're yeah. All right. We're
have
all
we the back of a broken?
Oh, we do. Yeah,
the back of a broken?
Yeah.
What is it, the 24th?
Yeah, there's only 10 more days of January.
The 24th with the back of a broken.
Yeah, we do.
We get this done, then we'll get that financial crisis behind us, yeah?
There's only one more Friday left in January.
There's another Friday left.
Yeah.
After
yeah. Jesus.
But Sherlock Podge, we're getting the bank holiday. They announced that a couple of days ago. They're giving frontline healthcare people €1,000 tax free.
Must be an election coming up, so is there?
Leo says the restriction's going to be over by the end of March because he's listening to the same people we're all listening to.
Boris Johnson. well, you know, Boris will be over by the end of March. Leo might be too. Imagine queuing up your doll and Leo Varadkar stand behind you. Hi, Leo.
What
hey, doing a bit? Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a few nicks for stone. Just you know, cutting grass around the area. Apparently, I have to do the whole second lot.
It's Podgy's TV Guide.
So, lads, I watched a film, Dating Amber, Irish film, brilliant cast, really funny, very moving, and I would highly, highly recommend it. Give it a go.
Any shift to the girl today?
I'll go out with you.
What?
Do you want to go out or not?
Okay.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
You're gay.
gay for boobs. I'm not gay.
Yes, you are. So am I.
It's about a couple of gay kids who are just kind of coming to terms with being gay, and they decide they don't want to be having all the homophobia that's happening in the school, so they pretend they're straight just to get through school, and then they'll come out properly.
Ah, I got you, yeah.
It's very funny, and it's...
And is Ian O'Reilly, the little young flit in it out of Moonboy, he's the main lad,
yeah.
Is he?
No, well, he's the bully. Bully, isn't he? No, he's not the main guy.
He's the bully, is he? Bully. All right.
Obviously, it's a different story, but is there a bit of Sing Street off it?
Well, no, yeah, not really, no. Okay. It's a very, very good story, you know, for anyone in that situation. Absolutely, they should be watching it. And it's very, very funny.
Please don't kill me. Can I run down and get me delivery?
His little rumbly tummy, look at him. So you have another Irish film there.
Now, here's the thing, Jim. I was going to recommend an Irish picture as well. It is on Netflix. It is an Irish picture directed by a bloke called Philip Doherty. And it is called Redemption of a Rogue.
Your father has a serious condition. In his will, it demands, under no circumstances, is to be buried when it is raining.
When's it going to stop raining?
It's been 40 days of perpetual rain.
How can I end this? Answer me, you fraud.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It looks very good.
Yeah, we'll be giving that a major gooage.
There's two great Irish films. Come on, Ireland.
Exactly. Come on, Ireland.
Best in the world when we put our minds to it, we are. Oh, he's back. What did you get from Deliveroo, Nobby? Burrito, was it?
No, I mixed it up and I got a bean thing.
A bean thing. Oh, man, I love a bean thing on a Friday.
Chorizo and...
Chorizo and bean thing.
Did you keep going?
Yeah, we did Redemption of a...
You wouldn't be interested in it. It's a bean thing.
I got a bean thing.
I couldn't
thing
leave the writer. Just start messing you going, hey, I'm outside. Yeah. Can you meet me?
Oh, geez, TV good.
Apparently Gary Barlow's in the Masked Singer. You can tell there's somebody on it with a really, really dull, monotonous voice.
Hello.
And everyone thinks it's Gary.
Come on, Mushroom. Mushroom for the win. Although I do
can't
like.
I can't believe anyone watches that show.
It really is starting. Kids are starting to get into it. It is the talk of the playgrounds at lunchtime.
Yeah, but kids don't know who any of the people are. This is a guy who was in Brookside in 1981. Who's that, Daddy?
Right, while we're on Netflix, Jim. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim. Oh, Nobby, are you still there? Yeah.
I'm back now, yeah.
Yeah, you're shoveling stuff into your gob.
Gave the rider a tip and everything, yeah.
Sitting beside him, talking to him, he's going, hey, hey.
Hunger!
Or Spanish, he'd be probably going, por favor.
Imagine. There is a thing on Netflix called Archive 81. It is a horror. I see a lot. I don't watch these things. I don't like horrors, really. I'm not into them. And I've seen a lot of people saying they watch it and then they couldn't go to sleep after it.
We're looking for an artist. Someone who can restore a recently acquired collection of damaged videotapes.
Well, what kind of damage?
Fire damage. There's just one hitch, because the materials are so fragile, they can't be moved. So you'd be doing the work at our remote research facility. Creating this archive, putting this puzzle together, well, it would mean the world to everyone who lost someone in that fire.
Oh, dear.
Monday next week, BBC One at 9 o'clock. The Responder with Martin Freeman from The Office as a cop.
Tell me what you want from this.
I want to be a good Bobby.
We all hate you.
We?
Not me, like.
What is you good?
It's such important work.
She said I had a knife, but it was for me beans. I want to be normal.
I think I might be giving that to Gil. What about you?
Stephen Graham must have been busy.
He's always busy. I'll be giving it to you. Good luck to you.
The weekend has begun.
It's not right here, Jim. It's not right here.
It's not right here. It's not right here. Thanks, Bodgy.
Sure.
FM 104 Strawberry Alarm Clock
with Jim and Nubby. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Off to California now. It knows how to party. And Pamela is there.
I am, of course. How are you? Good,
Pamela. How are you today?
Good, not too bad. Hoping to win €1,000. Would be nice.
What would you do with it?
I don't know. Like, I'd book flights somewhere, maybe. January. It's awful and miserable.
Who would you bring?
Bring my two kids and my boyfriend, my fiance. Bring him as well. Have to.
All right.
Fiance, huh? Yeah.
How long do you have to wait for him to make you his fiance?
I was with him for like 10 years and we've been engaged like probably about 5 years.
Right.
So I'm still waiting, really.
Well, things are good. Things are good.
They are, yeah.
And there's a dog in the mix?
That's actually a neighbour's dog. My dog's asleep in bed.
Okay. 10 questions, 1,000 euro.
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight the good fight?
Come on, Pamela.
I'm ready.
We've already had a win and we want two this week.
Okay, we'll try our best.
There's actually a Pamela-related first question as well. Right, here we go.
Oh.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Which star of Gavin and Stacey now presents an American TV talk show?
He also likes to shout, Pamela!
Star of Gavin and Stacey.
Come on!
Oh my God!
Your man!
Watch Gavin and Stacey.
What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl nickname?
Posh Spice.
What county is Belfast in?
Oh. What county?
What do Americans call the autumn?
False.
True or false, Rory McIlroy has a swimming pool in the shape of his favourite golf bunker.
True.
Yeah, sounds like he would. How many letters are there in the word challenge?
9.
What actors starred as Jason Bourne in the most times in movies?
Matt Damon.
Where are the headquarters of the EU? You can, of course, in a minute, Jess.
Hello.
He said in a minute. She loves kids in the car. Headquarters in the EU. I'm going to guess and say Denmark.
On dating websites, what are people looking for when they use the abbreviation GSOH?
This is awful. I have no idea.
And can you remember what city hosted the 2020 Olympic Games, although they took place in 2021?
Tokyo?
Correct. You can say hi to us now, yes.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Hi, Ginger and Nancy.
Hello.
Who's that?
Emma. I was on the radio 3 times, you know that.
I know that, of course. I know that. I remember you, yeah. And how are you today?
Good. And you said bubble cart funny.
I said bubble cart's funny.
It is. You said bubbles are funny.
Bubbles are funny.
Bubbles
yeah.
are very
bubbles
funny.
Bubbles are very
yes.
funny. Bubbles. Yes.
Now, we have to give your mammy some news now in a minute. I was going to say bad news.
Okay.
Bad news.
You have a lovely day, won't you?
Bye.
Okay, Pamela, you ready? Are you ready to go through the...
Gavin and Stacey,
go through your homework here. Right, let's go.
James Corden.
You've heard him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, we can't guarantee you like Gavin and Stacey. Some people don't, but you should
give it a talk show in the States, yeah.
Give it a try and watch it. You might like it.
It's very good.
Posh was right.
That was a fail.
Belfast is an Antrim.
Americans call it fall. Does Rory McIlroy have a swimming pool in the shape of his favourite bunker?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's false. Okay. There are 9 letters in the word challenge.
Correct.
Matt Damon. I can't work out. Does anyone know how many movies Matt Damon has played Jason Bourne? Some places are saying 4. Other places say 5. I had to abandon that question and just go for something easier.
Has anyone worked out why we wouldn't leave him alone when he was here?
Hey, he's a shopping bag for the shop.
Look
that we're
at him.
Shopping.
Matt Damon is in Dorky.
Poor guy.
The EU headquarters are in Brussels.
If you're looking for somebody on a dating site, not that you would be, Pamela, but GSOH is good sense of humour.
Do people stick that on their Tinder, yeah? GSOH.
They do, yeah. It's an abbreviation.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
All right. And yeah, Tokyo was the right answer.
That's shocking.
Well, how many, Jim?
5.
That's all right.
Seriously. Oh, I was on a while ago over Christmas and I got 6, so... It's not
you're going backwards.
Don't make it a trend.
Yeah, don't make it a trend, yeah.
Listen, third time lucky, isn't that what they say?
That's what they say, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Whoever they are. Have a good
whoever
day, Pamela.
Have a lovely
Thanks,
day.
Thanks,
my It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
She's very, very sorry.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
There's audio on her socials, but basically she's had to cancel her Vegas residencies that were meant to start tonight due to staff shortages because of you-know-what.
Yeah, she's very sorry. It's the equivalent of one of her songs. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar. Wow, 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 wow.
Good mix.
Feature in the Super Bowl halftime show trailer.
Very expensive halftime show.
It's the Giants of Rap, and that's what they've called it. It's the 2022 halftime show. I mean, there's all of them. All of them could do it on their own. It's like, this is a super group. And here is what it sounds like. Wow.
California.
Wow. Hey. Got too many hits. Too many hits,
all
y'all.
The hits.
Now, if you don't mind me saying so, a bit of Cardi or Nicki or something, you know?
I don't know. I think I would have kept it all 90s and kept Kendrick out of it and done what you suggested next year.
The Humbo. Sit down.
Yeah, they don't need him, but like, what an amazing lineup.
That would nearly be worth sitting up till 4 in the morning for.
Yeah.
Britney Spears has called out, well, her lawyer has called out her dad.
He professes how much he loves his daughter. And yet, what does he want to do now? He wants more funds from her estate to prepare his own defense, and he wants to unseal her private records. It's contrary to law, it's contrary to common sense, and I think it's indecent.
Indecent's right. Charlie XCX and Rina Sawayama will tease the collaboration that samples an old school tune. And I like all of this.
What is it?
It samples, we'll have a listen. Don't make me beg for you, cause I'll beg for you. Sample September's Cry For You.
Oh yeah, remember that tune?
Good, isn't it?
I love that song.
I love that song.
I love that song. Oh, that's cool.
That's my jam.
It's good, it's good.
Do you want one more?
Very, very briefly.
Peacemaker points out the biggest flaw with Batman's moral code.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know why I don't have a coterie of supervillains?
Why?
My coterie of supervillains is 6 feet f***ing under.
There you see, Batman doesn't kill people.
Because he's a
He's a dark creature of the night.
He's a jack who wrestles with murderers dressed like clowns and throws them in prison so they can break out of prison and then murder more people. Riddle me this. How many people you think Batman's indirectly murdered by being too much of a candy? Not to kill these fools who clearly need to be smoked once and for all, you wrinkly, sharp-hay-looking, dementia-infested f***.
Jesus. I was just trying to make conversation.
People take the superheroes very seriously.
The Joker would say, why so serious?
A woman has divided opinions online after she shared a red flag. That's very popular this year, the red flag phrase. Isn't it?
Yeah, there's some phrases that need to go with the restrictions.
Yeah, well, the red flag is so if you are going to date someone, Nobby, yeah. Right? Now, obviously, that's not the case now, but if you had to, if you were dating, if you're out in the system on Tinder.
Out in the system.
You know what I mean? Out there.
Yeah.
In the marketplace. Yeah.
There's other apps, Jim, you know.
I know, yeah. If you're in the marketplace, you know. Yeah. Even traditional, hey, how's it going?
Bumble for a fumble.
Even like face to face, hello.
Ah, that's gone.
How's it going? It's going good.
I've often said it, lads. I regularly chat to women and women who are on the apps, but also would love just face to face
market research.
If you have the nerve,
yes,
to just gently, and I do mean gently.
Chutzpah.
I do mean gently.
Of course, not creepy.
Yeah. I really think you'd have a really good chance because they'll be so shocked and impressed.
It's not a phone. It's not a screen. It's real.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the red flags. So people have different red flags.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago that, you know, people have a certain age profile. So, you know, like Crossy was telling me, that there's people he knows that they sort of go, right, anybody from sort of 24 to 30. And anything over 30 is gone. Anything under 24, red flags.
I'd say he widens his filter at certain times.
No, it's not. This isn't Crossy. It was one of his friends.
All right, okay. Of course it was.
So other red flags would be if you're a smoker.
Yeah, well, just be honest, I suppose.
Or, you know...
Would you put in a vapor?
A vapor, like...
Call him Mr. Vapor.
Yeah, that'd be probably a red flag for me.
It wouldn't taste like cigarettes, though.
It's more the physical act of it. It just looks like a cloud burst in their head.
Or a good boomerang on Instagram.
Yeah, that wouldn't be what I'd be looking for.
Red flag for you, okay.
It'd be a red
flag. Not used to smoke? I used to see you smoking around the back of the lane.
Used to, Nobby.
Yeah.
Used to.
Okay.
Gave it up. Best thing I ever did, according to my doctor, says that. I was never much of a proper smoker.
It would have been terrible for your young skin anyway.
It was OPs.
What?
Other people's.
All right.
Are you going for a smoke?
Yeah, you were a scabber.
I wasn't a scabber, but I'd go and keep them company.
Right, yeah. You had to do a bit of stand-up down the lane.
Anyway, so the girl called Emma, she's opened up about her first date that she went on, and it's put her off dating for 3 years.
Like, she specifically said, I'm not going to date for 3 years because of this.
She explained it was her first Tinder date after getting out of a relationship, and it was awful. She said, we matched, we were chatting, we looked really cute in the photo, or he looked really cute, like, so cute that I'm thinking, here we go, this has got to be a catfish. She thought it was too good to be true. But when they came up to meet up in real life, he mentioned that he couldn't do something, and this put her off.
It's terrible, but the first thing that came to my mind was,
what could he not do that made her say, red flag, it's over, thank you for playing, good night and good luck?
Is it the Saturday song that we played the other day?
The Saturday song? I don't know that song. What song was that again?
Up, up.
No, it was nothing to do like that. They got to a restaurant, he questioned whether they could be...
Let a lady pay.
He should be paying, and she recalls him, do I have to pay for you? And it gets worse after that, but the first buzzer...
He couldn't let a lady pay. He could never let a lady pay for dinner.
Well, he questioned whether he should be paying.
Why?
And he said, because he said to her, like, do I have to pay for you? Life
is too short for miserable, tight people. So if that is the thing, I can see why she's put off for 3 years.
He went up and got his food. He came back and said,
I can't have kids.
No, it was one of those buffets. He goes, it's over there, by the way. She was sitting there thinking he was going to get her a plate or something. It was like, your food's over there, yeah?
He wanted her to get his dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so the date's finished.
I'm just thinking of the buffet guy from Afterlife now.
She thought that something would happen, but he wasn't qualified to do this thing. And she said, well, that's it.
So it's not the buffet thing, it's something else.
Yeah.
Wow.
What could he not do?
That's several red flags.
She decided this is not going to work. Now, he's very cute. They matched on Tinder. They're getting on great.
What could he not do that he couldn't?
Sometimes it's a game changer. So for some people, it would be a physical thing. It could be the height thing. It could be a hair thing. It could be too much hair.
She was too tall and he couldn't go out with someone who was taller than
him. No, it wasn't a size thing. It was something he couldn't do. He couldn't drive.
Oh!
And as soon as she heard he couldn't drive...
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
No, I understand that.
What difference does that make to love?
It makes a lot of difference.
He couldn't drive and she thought, red flag, I'm not interested in it.
It's a warning sign that a man hasn't got his own independence. Leaving aside that you can't afford car insurance in Ireland.
But there's loads of people. There's like, we've met loads of celebrities, like Ricky Gervais doesn't drive.
That's different. That's because they can afford chauffeurs.
They're celebrities, I know.
It's not the same conversation with a girl on a date. Why don't you drive? Because they've got a chauffeur. Okay, let's keep going.
One user said, how is not being able to drive a red flag though?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, how is it not a red flag? You being bothered about that, but not being bothered about it is a red flag.
I've a mate who can't drive and his missus has to bring him everywhere. Like, it is a thing, like.
Why is driving a red flag, though? Many people don't own a car. Pretty normal.
There is that now, yeah. Like, people are getting into, obviously, gaffs later in life because you can't afford one, and they're getting into cars because it's
supposedly
just the grief,
supposedly
the hassle.
He lives, like, 10 kilometres from his work and he cycles in.
Yeah.
He's looking after the environment. He's looking after his
health.
Yeah,
you've matched with Eamon Ryan on Tinder. Lucky you. No.
If a man isn't going to pick you up and pay for the meal, then swipe left. A gentleman would never make a woman pay. Forget about the meal. That wasn't her main problem. Her main problem was
driving thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody said not driving is 100% red flag. Yeah. Every guy on Tinder I talk to lost it either to drink driving or speeding, and they brag about it. Not cute.
Well, that's a different thing.
So
borrow your ma's car, lads. She doesn't have to know. It's not
yours. I don't know. If that's the red flag, if she liked him,
You used to borrow your... You used to borrow cars to go on dates.
Yeah.
So you obviously subconsciously agreed.
I could drive, but if I didn't drive and somebody judged me because I couldn't drive, I'd say, oh, you know, I'm... You,
don't judge me.
I'm better than that.
I couldn't with a girl if she didn't drive as well, says a fella. Well, yeah. We're all about equality. Yeah, look, I mean, in the grand scheme, really, but...
It's not a big thing, though. It's not like...
No, I mean...
Like, they could learn to drive. It's like saying... You don't go at somebody because if they can't swim, it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to date you then if you can't swim.
Could be a Dublin couple as well, you know. And like, there's nothing connected in this city, so no. It's not like we've loads of transport, public transport options.
Yeah,
they're limited.
You could teach them to drive if you really like them.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that.
No, probably not. No, it's business and pleasure.
That's a professional's job.
Oh yeah,
you even follow it with your own daughter doing that. Anyway, mind a girl you're trying to.
Do you have any unusual red flags? There's a thing that's an absolute no-no.
Something that people might go, that's ridiculous, because I'm sure there are some people saying driving things ridiculous, but equally you might think, no, seriously. Or someone who can't cook, or someone who, whatever, hasn't got their own gaff. Or
there's a certain... If people I know watched certain TV shows...
Yeah, it just wouldn't be, yeah.
Or liked certain types of music...
Yeah.
I possibly would... That would be a put me off.
Yeah. Say Love Island to put you off, all right, Jim.
Well, no, like if she sat down and said, I can't wait for the country music special on the Late Late Show tonight.
Oh.
There'd be a gym shaped hole in the wall. What happened? It was going so well.
And not in a good way.
Or red flags, lads. Red flags. If at any stage, they wear a top with the spaghetti straps. They weird me out. I've no idea why. Ha ha.
Ah, spaghetti straps are all right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know how anyone could go out with this or sleep with someone who had the same name as their mam or their sister.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, I think you don't need to say any more about that.
Big red flag is if they treat waiters or their mam poorly. That's good.
That's a good one. What's the lady's name? That's from Louise.
Apparently, so the way they treat their mam, be it male or female, is the way they'll treat you eventually if you end up together.
Liverpool supporters put me off because they're just a different type of breed. Oh my God, you can't say
I know
that.
Lots of Liverpool supporters who are lovely people. I even know Arsenal and Man United fans who are lovely people.
Of course.
Believe it or not, it's just a game.
My friend always said, never trust a man who wears brown shoes. What about an Italian man? They look lovely in brown shoes.
Yeah, there's a brown shoe thing that I would consider very British. It's crept over here in a big way.
Brown shoes, grey suit, no?
Oh, no. Very British.
Obviously, if a friend has someone has they can't drive for medical reasons, that's different, you know.
Yeah, I don't think this girl checked to find out why they didn't drive. It was just like, oh, you don't drive, that's it, I'm out.
The girl ones are great because they might help lads realise. Like it was Siobhan who said Liverpool fans. So that's what she's going to have swerve. Morning, lads. I'm 5'8". For last week, been talking to a girl every day on Tinder, but yesterday she said I'm too small. She's 5'7". You know, you can make yourself stretch a little bit.
Go on ahead. I've got those emails too. They don't work.
If... No. Your overall body. swimming is good for it.
Yes. Oh, right, yeah.
And those bars that you put
hanging
in,
off a bar, yeah.
In door frames.
Yeah, but you're not going to stretch to be 6'2" if that's what she wants.
No. No, in fairness,
but
it's really big shoes.
I get it. Like, you know, if you're somebody who's small and you want to have somebody much taller than you to feel, you like that feeling of somebody much taller looking up at them. But in the dark, you know, when it comes down to it, it doesn't really matter what height anyone is.
You're trying to say they're all the same lying down, Jim?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm just saying, like, if you're lying and chatting in the dark, does it make any difference the length of them? It doesn't really, does it?
No.
Yeah, but those extra couple of inches put me off. Like, you could be saying no to somebody lovely just because of their height.
Exactly, and that's what I'm going to get at in that here. Like, you know, I'm sure you do feel a bit, he's not giving me a chance. Give him a chance. Like, he could be the nicest person you've ever not met just because there's only an inch between you. Come on. And if after that you're not interested, fine. Someone says about girls who can't drive. It's not my job to tow girls around Dublin. Girls with horrible nails.
With horrible nails. People who are into star signs or tarot cards.
Put them on.
Yeah, but you're.
What?
No, well, yeah, I get it. Everyone has their thing. Like, the, if it's a red flag, it's a red flag. It's no, there's no. Sometimes there's no explaining. It's just like,
I know,
no.
I know. He,
as you would say, gives you the ick.
Anyway, let us know if you're getting on with the swimming and the hanging out of door frames and if it works you. A man who watches Emily in Paris is a red flag for me, says Aileen. Of course, yeah. I do think there are still, and it's probably not very PC in today's world, but, you know, take And Just Like That, for example. It's kind of a woman's show. It's about female empowerment. I know you could probably watch it from a learning point of view, lads, but I think it's okay to say, like,
yeah,
generally women will watch Emily in Paris. They mightn't even like it. They don't know why they're watching it. And Just Like That. Yeah, I'd seen a bit of it, but like...
If somebody you met was really into, say, horror movies, and you hated horror movies, you're never going to connect.
Yeah, but equally, you just get two tellies or two streaming devices.
I know, but that's not good. Is it to be watching telly in two different rooms for the rest of your life?
Liverpool jersey is the only football jersey you will see a man wearing in pictures on a dating app. Yeah, he's not taking it too seriously if he has a football jersey on in his Tinder picture.
Yeah, but like, he really loves his club, you know? That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Someone doesn't say thank you to the bus driver when they're getting off.
Correct. Well, they're not Irish. You're not Irish if you don't do that.
No, in fact, Dublin Bus are looking for drivers at the moment, and their ad on the radio says, imagine getting thanked for a living. It's one of the places we do it most.
That's where we do it, yeah.
Anyway, good luck if you're on the apps. Hope it happens soon for you. Big story everywhere this morning. Dermot Kennedy, is he explaining more on why he's gone to New York? Or he certainly posted a video anyway showing the end of a song. So he's in a New York pub, fella beside him with a fiddle, and they're having a jam. There may or may not be black or white milkshakes. I wouldn't have one of them in New York. You're grand.
There's some places.
Anyone can make a fiddle sound good is a genius. So
that's not him though, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire have snuck into the Spider-Man screening. They talked about working with Tobey. Andrew was talking about working with Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man No Way Home and the disguises they wore before the film's screening.
How cool is that?
You know, if Tobey and I just kind of put on a baseball cap and wear our COVID, you know, N95 masks, we just look like a couple of white guys, and that's kind of that. We're just two other white guys who like Spider-Man, and we go and, you know, we get our popcorn and we hang. It was really that simple. Like, there was no moment where we felt like we were gonna get mobbed. It was really fun. It was kind of a sweet private little hang we had, and it was surreal.
Didn't really hear the question, but I'm not sure what the reference to the color is. Twice.
Brendan Fraser is back now after a good few years kind of not being in movies. He was a massive movie star.
What was he in? On the top of your head?
God, now you're asking me. I don't know. Okay. Loads and loads. You know him, don't you?
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser. Anyway, he's going to be a Batgirl villain in the new Batgirl movie, and he's picked up some pyrocetamol as he emerges from a chemist into a smoke-filled street yesterday. This is filming of the Batgirl movie. He's 53 now. He clutched a bottle of pills while walking out of a burning chemist's as he filmed the new HBO superhero movie in Glasgow. He plays explosives-loving baddie Firefly in the big-screen production, which also stars Leslie Grace as Batgirl, and Michael Keaton, who's now 70.
He's not 70.
He's 70.
Dopesick is 70.
I'm Batman.
Ah, he was a great Batman.
He was a great Batman.
Well, he's
still a Batman.
Well, you're always a Batman.
Yeah, it's like presidents, isn't it?
Unless you're George Clooney.
I'll leave it alone. That was a comedy one.
Then you need to forget about it. Is Lizzie McGuire happening or not, Hillary?
I don't think it's dead. I don't think it's alive, and I don't think it's dead.
Right.
Yeah, because and you know, and it's taken me so
just
long.
Like, did he bark?
I've been very vocal about my journey and my relationship with Lizzie.
Yeah.
And I really felt ready to do that again.
Who's barking?
You know, because I love her.
Stop.
I love her.
That's
and
you.
I think that's been a lot of like figuring out how to love myself in a weird meta kind of way. But yeah, I don't think it's
meta.
Dead and I don't think it's alive. I think it's just kind of sitting there.
Are you working for Facebook now, Hillary?
Definitely, there's never give a fire a chance. Listen to the beginning.
Who is that really old guy who doesn't clearly want to interview her?
I don't think it's dead. I don't think it's alive, and I don't think it's dead.
Right.
Hang on. Cue it up. Cue it up. Do it again. Do it again.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Hang on.
All right, here we go. Who is that? That's my favorite thing that's happened this week.
And I don't think it's dead.
Never give a fire a chance.
Yeah, because and I don't think it's dead.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, and is that again?
I'm gonna start barking. You know,
because I do that again.
Is that you?
You know, because I love her. I love her, and I think that's been a lot of like figuring out how to love with Lizzie.
Yeah.
And I.
It's like he's eating a sandwich interviewing her.
I don't think it's dead.
Anything else?
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
It's 9:37 on F104. We will squeeze in Paul
the Mummy and George of the Jungle
before 10 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.